Hello, this is Aaron from Lee First.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Ms. Reed.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Reed, yeah, I spoke to you last month or end of November when I was supposed to come out and get client service assigned, and I believe I spoke to your daughter, and y'all were in Texas. Is that where you guys are still at?
No, not at this point, no. So, it's been a, I don't know if you know what's going on right now, but because we was in Texas, it caused the, service to stop. Like, she's not getting paid. I don't think the service stopped, but she's not getting paid. Put it that way.
Well, the insurance company will stop it after 30 days if you're out of Pennsylvania. They'll give you a 30-day
right.
window, since it's Pennsylvania Medicaid, but it'll discontinue after that until you come back to Pennsylvania.
Right. So she now has to talk to the lady from Keystone.
Yeah, your service coordinator.
Yeah. My daughter has to talk to her now. So
are you back at home in the King of Prussia address?
Yes.
Okay. If you're back, and is your daughter, who's your caregiver, is she or is she in Texas?
No. Mm-mm. No.
So she is here?
Yes.
So if she's here, then she could actually clock it, and it'll show that she's here because it's GPS monitor.
Well, she was trying to do, she was trying to do that, but I don't know who she spoke to from Family First yesterday. I don't know. But all I know is I got a call. Okay, nobody was there probably, yeah.
Yeah, I knocked on the door because the insurance company wanted us to do a pop-up to come by to confirm if you're there or not, so... I came today, but I knocked on the door. I didn't get anybody. Because that would have actually...
Right, yeah.
And that would have gave documentation with your client service agreement signed. That would have gave documentation that you were here back in the States, and that could have got it reissued.
Right.
So...
Yeah, I know there was no one there today. I know that, yeah.
So let me ask you this. When will you be home so I can get the client service agreement and then you can get your services reinstated?
Probably one day next week. Today is what, Thursday? Is today Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Thursday.
So
not tomorrow?
Yeah, probably not tomorrow, but one day next week for sure. Yeah. Because the problem is I'm having a lot of trouble with my mail and all of the stuff and my ID. I don't have an ID right now. I'm trying to get ID. And it's a lot going on right now. So, but definitely one day next week I should be available.
Okay. Well, just to let you know, they're not going to reinstate service until they have proof that you're back here. The client service agreement, me getting that signed, does give proof that you were here that will assist in it. So probably until then, the Keystone is not going to reissue. Now, the other issue that you have to worry about is this, because it's not just your home care service that Keystone is in charge of. It is your physical health insurance, which is your Medicaid. Now,
right.
After a certain amount of time, if you're not in Pennsylvania, they can put your entire Medicaid on hold, and that's your physical health insurance. They have the option to do that. So that's one of the things you don't want that to happen, because then you have to reapply. And trust and believe, the way the
right.
process is all this now, and if you're trying to actually get the home care waiver again, they are way too slow. And getting it... Like,
yeah, I mean, it took me 6 months just to get this service.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it was a long uphill battle, 6 months just to get this. So.
Yeah, and they'll put you through that.
And
I do enrollment. and I've been doing it for over 10 years, even prior to Family First being here, and it is the worst it's ever been right now. And it is, especially with the, at least you're in King of Prussia, counts as Montgomery County, I believe, so that's the Norristown office. And the Montgomery County's office used to be the best long-term care office in the state. About a year ago, they suffered too, and they're now slow because they were started assisting in taking over the slack in Delaware County and Philadelphia County. So now they're completely slow as well. So if it happens where they put it on hold and they get to the point where they're saying you're going to have to reapply, just my professional opinion, it's ugly. They have not gotten better. So I hope that doesn't happen. But if sooner than later I can get the client service agreement signed, then that actually gives you proof that you're back in Pennsylvania and they can reissue, the Keystone will reissue your waiver.
Okay.
So, yeah, let me know.
Okay, and your name is?
My name is Aaron Jenkins.
Oh, Aaron, okay. All right, I just need to know who I'm talking to because I talk to so many different people, I get confused. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, so you said your name is Aaron. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yep.
So I will give you, I have your number on my phone. I will give you a call one day next week and let you know, you know. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay, thank you for calling. Thank you so much. Okay.
All right.
Bye. You too.